Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Wednesday edition, hump day edition, a twofer edition? No, not a twofer. How you doing, Dominic?
Hey, Crudy. Good to be with you, man. Happy, happy Tuesday. Aaron working the boards for us today. Thank you, and of course, our fair audience. We're halfway there, baby.
Halfway home. Dominic, lots of stuff to talk about, and lots of people we're talking to. Hopefully, lots of people listening right now. But we got Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire, coming up in the happier happy hour. Dom, Charles has some new national polling on the U.S. Supreme Court.
I haven't read it yet, but I bet it's bad.
They're going over like a Led Zeppelin. Let's just put it that way, Dom. Also, host of the Empowered Caregiver Show, Liza Hellenbrand, joining us at 5:50 this evening. A new article out at the Washington Post. And I catch hell often from the host of the Empowered Caregiver Show, Liza and Kristen Voss, because I call it a niche show. Anything that's not politics around here, yeah. I describe as niche. You know, it's a niche. It's not politics. It's a niche show.
Niche.
Our boy, Joel Clayfish, hunting and fishing. It's a niche. Empowered Caregivers, I describe as a niche. And they say, you know, it's one in five Americans. It's 20% of the population currently offering caregiving. I said, so it's a growing niche. We'll have Liza join us at 5:50 later in this big show. And their big show goes off of the Empowered Caregivers Wednesday night right here on the Civic Media Network at 7 p.m. Central Time. And Dom, I'm walking around like a, I almost said a pigeon, a peacock right now. I'm strutting. Some would say I look more like a pigeon, but I'm feeling very proud. I have the esteemed position with Civic Media. I get to hammer out some of the, let's just call them the licensing agreements with some of the major league sports franchises here in the state of Wisconsin. I've got to keep my mouth shut for now, but I'm sitting on some big stuff.
Very difficult for you.
We're growing the network in terms of the sports coverage, but yesterday was a big growth point. I went into WRJN, the newest addition to the Civic Media lineup, and here's what we know for sure. We are a Packers affiliate in the Southern Milwaukee Metro on WRJN, and we'll be up and running with this fine News Talk format. You'll hear us there each afternoon. Tell your friends, Racine, Kenosha. I called Runkle. I told him we're coming.
We're coming for you, Robin Voss.
I ate lunch yesterday in Mount Pleasant with a Republican friend of you'd never know, Dom, but I'm putting down some roots in the area. Might come running for the man spot. Maybe I want to live in Mount Pleasant. But I am very proud of that radio station, Dom, and I'm very proud of the fact that we are your Packers Network affiliate in the Southern Milwaukee Metro. And, Dom, you know, I'm very excited about the taxpayers' investment in bringing the NFL draft to Green Bay, where we have our wonderful station, WGBW. You can hear us there right now, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. Can you imagine the party we are going to have in Green Bay when the NFL draft comes to town? We're right on the river. We got the party deck in the back. Could get some snowflakes. I mean, it's not exactly held in the middle of summer. It's an April event. you know, some touchy weather here in the state of Wisconsin at that
time. Come on, man. This is the Packer world, man. I mean, you go to games outside with 0 degrees with your shirts off, all painted up. I think we'll be fine in April.
You know, we've got a new product rolling out. I wish I had the boys here to introduce them. We'll bring them by sometime soon. But come in June for the Summer of Love 3.0, the new summer lineup includes the former mayor of Green Bay, 16-year mayor, Jim Schmidt, buddy of mine.
Jim's a cool cat. Yeah, man.
Getting to know Jim better all the time. And anything I know about Jim Schmidt, he loves Green Bay. He and I were talking earlier today about his love and adoration for the greatest city in America. He said, you know, we're number one, baby.
That's right.
Greatest city in America. And the NFL draft. I mean, the guy's doing cartwheels down there. He's pretty pumped up. And he's got John Minow, a broadcast legend in his own regard. Minow's got a 30-plus year broadcast career in the Fox Valley, man. I am so excited. Those guys are our morning host, 6 to 8 a.m. But when the NFL draft comes to town, I might have the mayor and Minow do like a three-day nonstop broadcast telethon from the WGBW studios, Dom. What do you say?
It's glorious, Crudy. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. But so, I got to tell you, though, man.
Yes.
As much as I look forward to that.
You got to be a contrarian and burst my bubble in some way, shape, or form.
I got to bring
don't
it
do
up,
it.
Man.
Don't burst the bubble. Don't burst my bubble, Dom.
Apparently, there's a couple of Republicans, state legislators in the Green Bay area that want the state of Wisconsin, you, all of us taxpayers, to give state money to host the NFL draft.
You know what I call these sort of Republicans? Homers. The best sort of homers. I got your back in this case, Republicans. I got your back. Robert
Cowles
and David Steffen. I got your back on this one.
Let's jump into it at fox11online.com. Two lawmakers, as Crudy mentioned, Senator Robert Cowles and Rep. David Steffen from Green Bay have submitted a formal motion asking that the 23-25 budget allocate $2 million to help pay for the cost of hosting the 2025 NFL draft.
I'm voting for it. I'm down.
Of course, you're down with the socialism.
I mean,
you voted for Bernie. Let's jump into this a little bit. Lawmakers say hosting the draft will cost the Packers organization $7.5 million. The organization has pledged $1 million and has committed to raising $5.5 million. Cowles and Steffen say the draft's economic impact is projected at $94 million, with about 240,000 people coming to town.
You come to the NFL draft party with me, Dom. I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. Here's a quote from
Steffen. So what are you complaining about? But go ahead.
Let me start here. A $2 million investment for a $94 million return is phenomenal.
I like those numbers, Dom.
All right, but come on, man. It is number one. The investment money comes from the state of Wisconsin, which is funded by taxpayers. So that's socialist investment. And the investment implies what? A return? A purchase of an asset? The state is going to invest for a $94 million return. Who's getting that return? The state isn't getting a $94 million return on a $2 million investment.
As a small business owner in the greater Green Bay metro, Brown County area, I would like to share in that return on investment, that $94 million. I want a little piece of that cheese, Dom. You shut your mouth. We're down for this proposition.
Coming back in tax dollars to the state on a $2 million investment. That $94 million is an economic impact that will go to, and it's a floating of money. I mean, it's a calculation. It's not pure dollars into the state's coffers, as Steffen seems to imply, with a $2 million investment, $94 million return being phenomenal.
With that attitude, you're catching the overnight shift on the NFL draft party telethon weekend 2025. You're pulling a 3 to 7 a.m. shift.
He continues, I'm proud to have advocated for state support of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, given the significant positive financial impact this event will have on our state. I'm excited for Green Bay to show off all it has to offer and give attendees and viewers a top-notch Wisconsin-style experience. If this thing's going to make so much money, why do you need $2 million? Why do you need socialist money to pull it off, Stephen?
Why are you so short-sighted?
I mean, because they're not taking money to expand Medicaid. What's the economic impact of healthy people, Crudy? You know what I'm saying? These are the same people. Tim Scott, senator from Florida. Hey, they were issued a travel advisory to you socialists coming to Florida. We don't want you here, you know, getting there on the socialist roads or using the socialist airports. And now these Republicans, these megas, they want to use socialist tax dollars to throw a party.
What do you call them, megas? They're homers in this case. They're being hometown boys. And we're down with that because we've got interest there. We're playing there right now.
But don't you find it somewhat irritating?
Not as much as you, apparently.
Critical that these are the same folks. And we're talking about, you know, expanding Medicaid, you know, would actually have a real impact on people's lives and their health, right? I mean, I'm down with the party. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the party. But how can you justify these particular issues and not expanding Medicare, not taking the rail money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, man? It is so hypocritical.
You could tie any policy to any other failed policy or non-taken policy, any other opportunity left on the table. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime, we're done. Yeah. It's the NFL draft coming to our backyard. We're going to be at the party. And I would just say, if it was Andre Jacques making this advocacy from the pier, I'd be cast in shade. But you don't know that these guys are MAGAs per se.
The Republicans, man. I will just assume that they are.
Don't
I'm
make
assuming
that assumption.
They voted for Trump. I mean, didn't most Republicans vote for Trump in the last election?
You know, I talked to my buddy from college, Runkle. He told me he voted for Trump. And if necessary, he will do so again. He will do so again because he likes his policies. And I didn't really want to fight him on that point. Not, you know.
What policy?
Exactly. You know, I resisted.
Oh, yeah. Overthrowing the government. That's a great policy.
Because I wanted to talk about the fact that we're going to be his new Packer station in Kenosha. The Bears suck. And Ron DeSantis making a big announcement on Twitter Spaces around 5 today. Where? When we have it live, we got Charles Franklin at 5. We'll see. Come back, more Devils.
Hey! 60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
We are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. And I have to reiterate one more time, Michael, if these Wisconsin state Republican lawmakers want to raise money, $2 million to what? To bring the NFL party to town, to Green Bay, maybe they should pick themselves up by their bootstraps, maybe pass the hat around the church, go raise some money on your own, right? Isn't that what you do? That's the American way. That's the ingenuity. Because God only knows the NFL, they don't have any money. The Green Bay Packers, man, they're barely getting by. So how about the state of Wisconsin kick in a couple mil for $94 million economic impact? I mean, the NFL made $2.7 billion last year.
Let me throw some back in your face. The federal government is spending another $25 million to put security in place for the RNC being hosted by the city of Milwaukee. That $25 million brings a $200 million return.
Yeah.
I like that in return on investment, Tom.
That's so wrong, man. That's not how it works.
It's a write-off, Jerry.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
So I would contrast that and look at the fact that we've got another big event coming to the city of Milwaukee, right? A once-in-a-lifetimer.
Yeah, well, except 2 years ago, that didn't happen, though.
Rub it in a little more. Yes, a once-in-a-lifetime event, Tom. We've got the RNC coming to Milwaukee. next summer, probably, barring pandemic. And we've got the NFL draft coming to Green Bay, perhaps subsidized in small part by the taxpayer, but $2 million, a small price to pay. We're sitting on a $7 billion surplus.
It's
be a homer and shut your mouth.
It's the philosophy. It's the spirit of it all. Man, pick yourself up by your bootstraps.
Come on,
go earn it. Get your lazy ass off the couch and go raise your own damn money.
Dominic, we blew more money than that on that ridiculous Gableman investigation. Let's play a little of, what's his role? Mike Murphy with the Packers franchise. I got some sound from our own beat reporter on the beat, Mike Clemens for Civic Media. He brought this sound back. I don't think it's exclusive. That's CEO of the Packers franchise, Mark Murphy. Don't double cross me there, Aaron. Mark Murphy. Let's play cut number one, winning the bid. Well, that ain't it. Cut number one, winning the bid.
It has been a great week, not only for the Packers, but the greater Green Bay community, and actually really the entire state of Wisconsin. Packers, as we've said, are not only excited about this, but we're also honored to be selected to host the 2025 draft right here in Green Bay and Wisconsin. And we greatly appreciate the work of so many people within the organization.
We're going to jump around here, Aaron. So I'm going to call out cut number five next. What if weather doesn't cooperate? Aaron, please cut, play cut five.
So Peter O'Reilly from the league, he and I were talking. And I said, Peter, what if it snows? He goes, that would be great.
That would certainly set a tone, wouldn't it? Green Bay to host the NFL draft in 2025. The taxpayers, well, we're being asked to subsidize it to the tune of like $2 billion. But that's less than we blew on the Gableman investigation.
We're being asked by Republicans. Republicans. You know, these
homers, Dom.
Anti-woke capitalist Republicans want to dip into the public trough for $2 million to throw a party.
Well, Dominic and Aaron, we're going to play cut number seven here. It's not like the Green Bay Packers get to host a Super Bowl. Cut seven.
It is. It'll be the largest event ever hosted in Green Bay. And, kind of, similar across the state. You know, it's kind of like the Ryder Cup was. Republican National Convention coming up. It's going to be a different draft than was held in Chicago or Kansas City, but we think it's going to be pretty special with a real focus on the history and tradition of the Packers and Lambeau Field.
And Mark Murphy, it's a sweet but crowning moment before retiring as the CEO or president of the Packers organization. Cut number nine, if you would, Aaron.
Yeah, it's great for the organization, and it was kind of looked like we might get it in 25 or 27, and it would have been great either time. But it's really nice that I'll still be working for the Packers when we host a draft.
That will be great, Dom. It will be at the party, thanks to the taxpayers of the great state of Wisconsin. There's reporting saying they're looking to run Amtrak up there. Well, actually, I heard some of this from Mark Murphy and the Packers organization. They got lots of plans that they're laying. They've been laying these plans since 2016, Dom. And instead of celebrating across the aisle in a bipartisan way, Democrats and Republicans, people from Brown County and out of Gamey County and Winnebago County, they should all reach across the aisle and celebrate this moment. And instead, you got to burst their bubble over a meager $2 million less money than we spent on investigating a big lie that Robin Voss always knew was just a fantasy of the former president. We spent that on Gableman.
Crudy, also Fox11Online.com reporting a previous article. Packers said Wisconsin, we talked about $94 million. That's roughly six times as much of a typical game day weekend. The economic impact of $94 million is roughly six times as much as a typical game day weekend.
That's almost the entire home season, Dom. all in one weekend, dude. That's a party.
You're not, you know, do the math on that. You know, $90 million divided by six, you know, the state of Wisconsin, they're not coming to the state of Wisconsin for $333,000 every time the Packers host a home game, are they?
You know,
because that's the economic impact.
We got some pretty nice real estate right down in the heart of downtown Green Bay, right on the river. You will not be invited to Verbo, one of those rooms, during the NFL draft weekend.
I'm just pointing it out, Republicans.
Come back with us. Staying at your house for the RNC. Did I mention that? Do I get the futon? More
sure
Devil's Advocates.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented, you know, malarkey.
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice, easy. There's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Welcome back to the Devil's easy. Advocates Radio Show. We Tina Turner passed 83 years old. I wish it had been a few more.
Yeah, she was awesome. Gonna miss Tina Turner.
844-967-2789. Lots of big news happening today. We got some of the important people coming in hour number two, including Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire from the Marquette University Law School poll. He joins us at the top. That's right about when DeSantis is going to Twitter Spaces to make his presidential announcement. Now, he's already filed the paperwork, so we know what's coming. It's a poorly kept secret. His wife was tweeting out yesterday, you know, sort of a build-up video, Dom. Ron DeSanctimonious will make his big announcement about 5 o'clock Central Time, our understanding. Hopefully there'll still be a little meat left on the bones. He and Elon Musk are going to make the big announcement. They claim it at 5.
Well, if there's any left, he'll be eating it with his hands, to my understanding.
How long do you think the announcement time frame will take? In totality, because we got Charles Franklin to like 5:20. Do you think he'll still be making the announcement, or will they already have moved on from the Twitter Spaces by then?
Well, Scott, I was getting confused. Tim Scott, when he announced, that was like 45 minutes. I think he paid a pretty
long. That was a speech. He didn't get interviewed on Twitter Spaces, a audio only platform, no video. There'll be no reporters.
Not a bad thing. You can't see how awkward he is. Is he getting interviewed by whom?
Elon Musk.
Right.
I mean, nothing like bowing down to the richest man in
the world.
That's not a bad look at all, right?
That's not a great look. Hey, here's a billionaire, and here's my new pet meatball. Hey, tell him what you're gonna do with this presidency. I mean, I'm not clear that gives off an aura of confidence, control, independence.
Would you be okay if, let's say, Elon Musk or perhaps Mark Zuckerberg or even George Soros paid the $2 million in expense for the Packers to host the NFL draft in 2025?
Hey, anybody wants to fork that money over and knock yourself out, 844-967-2789. Just to put a cherry on it, Curdy. Tony Evers and his budget, this current budget that are coming out right now, Medicaid expansion would expand coverage access to an estimated 89,700 additional people in Wisconsin, expected to generate $1.6 billion in savings due to the enhanced federal funds. $1.6 billion economic impact.
That sounds like socialism.
But you don't got to pay. You don't got nothing for free. Just take it. All you can do is say yes. I mean, that's a $1.6 billion return on $0. I say do it every time. Are you with me, Republicans?
Sorry, I don't see the value there. Because then we become dependent on the federal government.
Well, will there be beer there?
Above and beyond the highway funds we take and the third of our overall state budget we take from the federal government, we don't want to become more dependent. We don't want to grow the federal debt, Dom, because we're conservatives. So we don't like that math. But could you give us a couple million to host a party in Green Bay, Dad? 844-967-2789. And the craziest thing is I'm absolutely for this plan because I'm such a homer.
Well, of course you are. You're the socialist, man. These are the capitalists that are supposed to be like, no, no, no. They don't want the Medicaid expansion.
I am being a capitalist. I got a radio station in Green Bay, and you, the taxpayers, are going to bring the party to us. I love this plan. This is a great plan. 844-967-2789. Brian from Madison. Welcome, Brian. What do you got for us?
Hi, Brian.
Hey, well, before I get to my first point, when I was sitting on hold, I could hear some of the chatter. One of you has beautiful vocals.
That's me.
good job. Use your own voice for the next intro. It was delightful. Anyway, this economic impact, I'm about sick of major sports teams asking for money to help build stadiums and to help bring events and to, like, there have been studies show around all of these huge events, like, where does that economic impact actually go? To hotel owners. Maybe if you're lucky, a couple servers will get extra tips that weekend or week. I honestly don't know exactly when it is. But for most of us, we're still working our regular jobs. All we're going to do is have to go through extra traffic. I mean, when they name these numbers and it's not the amount we're going to be generating in tax that goes back to the state, it's just making some folks who already have money a little bit richer.
Brian, I was at the Pfister a couple weekends ago, and it was pretty affordable, a couple $100 a night, but downtown Milwaukee, I thought it was affordable for a Saturday night. But the Royals were staying there, the Kansas City Royals baseball team. That brought a lot of their fans to the downtown area. Lots of people were staying at the hotel, partying, drinking the beer. I mean, isn't that what we want? Isn't that what Wisconsin's for? If nothing else, we'd love to go out and drink beer and commiserate with our neighbors and other people that like to drink beer like us.
Sure, absolutely. But if you work at a call center, I mean, what is that economic impact bringing to your daily life? Cool, I can go downtown and I can possibly drink with someone I wouldn't have run into otherwise. Sweet, we got a million festivals for that. I just think these rich franchises can pay their own way.
Well, Brian, I don't disagree with you. In fact, I think it's the only thing me and Bill from Muscadet agree on. You know, the current, I heard this earlier today, Major League Baseball isn't really pressuring the community of Milwaukee, but they are saying that the Milwaukee Brewers stadium, American Family Field, needs like $400 million in renovations. And understand, the Milwaukee Brewers are the lessees. And this, you know, whatever it is, it's this conglomeration, this quasi-public-private corporation, this five-county thing that owns the stadium, they're on the hook. And if they don't do the renovations necessary to the stadium, you know, theoretically, the Brewers could leave. It's cheaper to keep them with the Bucks. Well, the Brewers also are a positive cash flow generator for the state tax dollars. Major league franchises are good for business. And when they bring individual once-in-a-lifetime events like the NFL draft, or even, God forbid, the RNC, take the money, brother. Take the money.
Take the money, but don't give the money. Crudy, I'm down with taking the money. Taking's fine.
It's a small investment on behalf of the taxpayer. So the capitalist business owners can benefit.
What is the true return on the investment? Because, you know, if you're going
to make any
$2 billion of taxpayer dollars, that's tax dollars, people. That's your money. That's my money. When you pay those taxes, that's where that is. 2 million of those, and they just give it away, and in support of a $94 million economic impact. That is not making $94 million back for the state. Now, certainly the state will get some. I mean, some of that money will be for income. Some of that money will be, paid to have taxes associated with sales taxes or income taxes, those kinds of taxes. Some of it will come back, but it's not a pure $94 million. $2 million gets you $94. That's not how it works. Now, you want to look at something like that. We're talking about gross numbers here, but Mark Lazary and the Bucks bought the Bucks in 2014 from Herb
Did
Cole.
Pretty okay.
For $550 million, right? He sold it for $3.5 million.
Billion.
Billion. Bought it for $550 million, sold for $3.5 billion, you know, less than 10 years later.
Now, that's a pretty good return on investment.
You know, it's not pure, but that's like a 600% return. Now, if that's the kind of money you're talking about, I'm down.
You are terrible at math. Why would you do it on the radio? 700% return. 3.5 billion on 500 would be seven times.
No, I know it's not 500. It's 550 million. But, you know, thank you for the rounding errors, Curdy, but it's 636% if you want to do the actual math, because I did use the math. So you're rounding up. I'm rounding down. Either way, that is an actual return. Tax dollars of $200 million for a $94 million economic impact.
You're just envious because you're
a phenomenal return.
You're just poor and you're a sucker. You pay your taxes.
Yeah.
So you're envious. You're envious. You should be, you know, an owner of the franchise. And then
what was I thinking?
Make a 636% return on a publicly funded venture, right? Because they might have bought the franchise, but we bought the stadium. 844-967-2789. It's a private-public partnership. But in that we have a partnership with the Packers network, I'm loving this plan. We'll play it all weekend long on the radio. I guarantee it. 844-967-2789. Tom from McFarland. Tom, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Tom.
A couple things. Hi, guys. If you want to really understand more about those impacts, I'm going to give you a name, Dr. Kevin Quinn up at St. Norbert's in Green Bay. He's actually studied this. He's an economist up at the college, and he has studied the economic impacts of events like the draft, the convention, et cetera, and is there actually an impact or is it marketing?
And, Tom, your interpretation of what this guy has to say, is there?
No. it's marketing. But that brings me to my point as far as with the my frustration with the Democrats. You know, Dom, I kind of agree with you as far as why is it that the Republicans are all down with socialism when it suits them, but when we actually want something that's going to improve the benefit, the lives of people, not so much. Why isn't it that the Democrats are not just hammering this on the airwaves constantly? Because you always see the same pattern. These same individuals, for example, who voted against the infrastructure bill, these are the same individuals who are going to campaign on the awesomeness of the infrastructure bill.
Right.
And they're never called out on it. That's exactly what they're going to be doing here. They're going to be trumpeting how awesome is it that we're spending these tax dollars on this Green Bay party. But no, we can't spend money on something like Medicaid expansion because that's socialism. I wish the Democrats would just hammer home that point against the Republicans, but they always let them get away with it, and the Republicans get to define what a socialist is.
Tom, you're hammering the point right now on the greatest radio network station ever. We're playing.
I'm hammering the point too, Tom. I'm with you, brother. We're saying it. We're doing it. We're telling them, Tom.
We need to get people that actually are going to listen in the DNC. I think we need to. That's where the money is. I think we'll become a consultant.
If you can make that pay, let us know, Tom, because radio ain't working out so great in that regard. You know, we may be in Green Bay, but we ain't going to be, you know, up there by Roger Goodell or something, I suspect. Maybe Sage knows a guy. Probably not at the NFL.
Come on, man. We'll go up there and make some friends. That's how you do it.
We'll be at Aunt Drewsy's in Green Bay. That's where we'll be.
Doozy's. Now, there's lots of bars in Green Bay to go to, man. There's plenty of places to go around. And, hell, if it's snowing out, you know, throw up some tents. We'll just hang out outside. It'll be April in Wisconsin. We'll be just fine.
All I know is you're not welcome at the Studio Verbo. We'll be renting rooms for lots.
Sorry.
You can sleep in there next to the mayor and Mino. When they do the morning show, they'll kick you out. 844-967-2789. Is that the most important story in the state of Wisconsin today, Tom? Here's one. At least a opinion headline. It's related. Our buddy Dave Zweifel, over at the Cap Times. Mouth feels like it's Monday, Tom. Legal sports betting has already gone too far.
What?
You take that back, Dave.
I can't do this on my phone. I can't walk up the street and do a legal sports. I mean, I guess I could go to a casino, but
you got a casino up the road. And I think I have taken that action historically. Around the time of this year's Super Bowl, Matthew Loftus, a doctor who specializes in studying gambling addiction, authored an Atlantic magazine article that complained, America has gone too far in legalizing vice.
Yeah, baby, legalize that vice.
Tom, you don't think America's gone far enough?
Oh, hell no.
He outlined how 36 states have legalized sports betting since 2018, when the U.S. Supreme Court struck down restrictions that most states had in place, many since their founding. The state of Wisconsin is one of them, Dom. A state law prohibiting gambling in the Wisconsin Constitution. But the tribal laws, they're different. And this betting, this sports gambling, it's here, Tom. Has it gone too far or not far enough? Come back, more Devil's Advocates.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the phones before Charles Franklin Polster from Marquette University Law School Polls joins us at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. In the meantime, you can hit us up at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, it says here, Dave Zweifel at the Cap Times, legal sports betting has already gone too far. And I can tell you, I have never laid down a legal sports bet.
Never?
A legal one?
Yeah. You didn't go to Vegas or anything? I mean,
yeah, I've been to Vegas.
Adam here?
I didn't bet on the sports.
There's too many other things to bet on.
You
bet on the coin flip, right? All the things you can bet on. Who catches the Super Bowl bets is crazy, right? You can bet on anything.
Well, I just think I clarified, Dom. I've never laid down a legal bet.
Right.
Now,
So betting's happening, whether or not it's legal or not, is really what we're talking about.
Yes, because I had a bookie back in college, and we used to get, we would bet on the college games on Saturday and then the pro games on Sunday.
And no matter what, you always got the Monday game to try to make it all
back,
baby.
Make it back. I remember the worst experience of my life in gambling, and this is probably why I don't find myself gambling much, but I was a broke-ass college kid, and I had done really well that year, and I was the sports editor of the university paper, and I was paying attention and, thought I was a shrewd gambler.
Yeah.
And most weeks I was. But if I won, I spent all the winnings. And if I lost, it felt like it was coming out of the tuition bin, if you know what I'm saying. So anyways, we were doing terrible. And guy I mentioned before, I think Runks was in on this one with me. But we're betting this Sunday night game. And Trent Dilfer was the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I'm like, if Trent Dilfer is the quarterback, I'm betting against. And it was Barry Sanders and the Detroit Lions. And we all know what a storied franchise the Lions are, Dom. Well, so anyways, this game went off.
1954 World Champions. Don't stop believing, baby.
This game went off to nearly a draw, and it's late in the fourth quarter. And I got a lot of money relative to my meager resources.
Broke college, yeah, right.
More than I could afford to lose. We were getting it all back on the Sunday night game, right? And Barry Sanders, they're like 90 yards away from the end zone, and there's like 2 minutes left in the game. And Detroit's, I forget what it was, but Detroit needed to score a touchdown for us to cover, whatever the circumstance was. But I'm not clear that they needed to do that to win the game. You know what I mean? Like, it's always a quandary when the point spread is greater than the necessity for winning. But Barry Sanders burst off this long ass run. He's going. I'm like, oh, I've never cheered so loud. Like, go, go, go. We're cheered Barry all the way down the sidelines. And even better, he's on like the 6 yard line, and there's maybe a minute 15 left on the clock, so now seemingly they're going to punch it in and not give Tampa Bay any chance to come back and win late in the game. First down, nothing. Second down, like, stuffed at the goal line. Third down, it's like a penalty. Like, somebody, I forget what the penalty was, a pass interference, new set of downs. They're on the 1 yard line, and they kneeled on it. They did not punch it in. They kneeled on the ball. They had burned the prerequisite amount of time. And I'm watching. I think it was Scott Mitchell. Mitchell, the quarterback.
Yeah, left-handed quarterback out of Miami, I think.
Not a great guy. Not a great quarterback. Not that night. And I was watching him kneel down. I was feeling him kneel on my chest, you know, just like. And I made good. Borrowed some money from my girlfriend at the time and, you know, made my payment.
Gotta pay the bookie plus the 10%.
And that essentially ended all joy of gambling for me, that Sunday night game.
See, you look at it all wrong, Curdy. It's only gambling when you lose. Otherwise, it's a sure bet.
It's the lock of the week.
It's the lock of the week. So, I get the, you know, Dave Zweifel at the Cap Times, you know, talks about some of the, you know, the revenue comes from the heavy gamblers and all that kind of stuff. And I certainly understand there's addiction issues and all sorts of things. There's, you know, there's people that I would consider they work out way too much. You know, there's some runners out there that just run way too much. You know, there's something I think in people's minds that, you know, behaviorally they do something way too much. And you know, that needs to be.
What are they running away from, Dom?
You can't get away from yourself. Everywhere you go, there you are.
My physique, if nothing else, should tell you I'm not running away from anything. That's not very fast.
Certainly not pushing back from the table. So I certainly recognize those kinds of things. But as mentioned earlier, these are behaviors. These are things that are going on already. You know, we were in college, we were making bets. We make bets. And, you know, what was happening, all that cash was the economic impact of that cash. Well, there are no taxes getting paid on that. It was just cash getting handed back and forth. There's no regulation. If someone got into you deep, you either got to go break their knees or you got to get out of the business. You know what I mean? Because there's no cops. You can't call the cops and say, hey, man, this guy owes me 10 grand. They'd be like, arrest both of you. So there is a point, a regulation, taxation, just like the weed. That's the thing about the vice. I don't get this attitude. People are doing it anyway. It doesn't matter if it's legal or if it's not legal.
Now you're condoning that vice. You're condoning that.
I absolutely disagree. You could have something be legal. I like abortion to be legal. Doesn't mean it's condoned. It's legal. You know, you don't have to do it, but if you want to do it, you can do it without
punishment.
Let's not
wrap abortion into the legalized gambling and Dom wants to smoke weed conversation. Please. They're not analogous.
Listen, the point is there are activities that people are going to engage in regardless of what the standard sitting law is going to be. And you can either recognize it, engage in a fair market and make sure that, you know, you're not selling gasoline for gin. You know what I'm saying? Like during Prohibition, make sure
fentanyl
you're not
for heroin.
Exactly, man. You know, I mean, or getting the opioids in your cocaine. There is good sense to have products that are properly labeled and taxed and regulated, regardless of what it is. I mean, come on. Sex sells, right? What's the oldest business in the world, Crudy? Selling sex. Oh, my goodness. People, come on. Of course. There's a few places in this country where you can engage in that. But what is it of anybody's business if I decide to take on a client and sell my sexual services? Why does that matter to anybody else? That's my business. That should be legal. It should be regulated. Just like all the other quote-unquote vices, which are nothing more than human nature.
Hey, you still owe me change from that 20. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. What is today? Hump Day? It's Hump Day. We got Charles Franklin's new polling. Marquette University Law School pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin, the Devil's Advocates, and you. Stick around. We're going to have some fun.